Today we're talking about the five things INFJs do when they're alone. As INFJs, there's so much going on in our alone time because guess what? We need a lot of it. And we're not just using it to hang out, watch TV, scroll social media, and eat, right? There's so much going on internally. And today we're going to look behind the facade and we're going to answer the question, what do INFJs actually think about? What do INFJs do when they're alone? How do they use that precious alone time that we as INFJs so desperately want? Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp round launches May 4th. So join the waiting list in order to get access to early bird prize and find out everything else you need to know in the links in the description. Join our amazing community of INFJs. It's always such a pleasure to see INFJs coming back and new INFJs joining us on this amazing journey together. So I hope I see you as well in this bootcamp round. The first thing that INFJs do when they have alone time is daydream. Yes, we need to use our mind for tasks as well, but we need that daydreaming time. We use that time to remember emotions. We use that time to imagine emotions. And I'm talking about emotions specifically because it's not like we think about, oh, I'm going to move to that city or I'm going to have that conversation with that one person. And it's on that mental level where there's no emotion at all. We always feel something. We very often use it with music. We give this experience so much depth and so much intensity. And guess what? You cannot experience emotions like this when you're with another person. Because no matter what, like even if you have this intense connection with another person, so much of what we experience happens afterwards. When we remember this, when we emphasize everything. We create the emotions we experience. And it's like this theater in our mind that makes us feel sad, that makes us feel excited, that makes us feel joyful. And we need to be present with ourselves in order to experience that. We can create those emotions while reading something or while watching something, but it's those emotions that get triggered through that daydreaming process that allows us to really lean into that aspect of our personality. The second thing that we INFJs do is, believe it or not, analyze others. So this is something that we love to do. And for us INFJs, this is such an easy way to deflect from our problems. Is this something that is healthy? Probably not, but we're still doing it very often. So after having talked to so many INFJs, you know I've done one-on-one coaching for many years now and, you know, comments and bootcamp. And so there's always this thing that repeats itself. When I talk to an INFJ and they talk about their life, there's always this aspect of, I have this person in my life and this is how they acted towards me. This is how they think. This is what's going on behind the facade for them. And I know why they're feeling this way. They have these problems or this is going on. So this is a pattern. And I don't see it only in other INFJs. I see it in myself as well. And I catch myself very often because then I remember if I'm angry about something or if I get angry just thinking about a friend that's continuously doing the same mistake over and over again, I remember it. I'm not supposed to be thinking about this. Like, why am I getting upset over what's going on with them? I'm not fixing anything. I'm not changing things for them. It's their life. And I still internally go through those things and ask myself, why are they reacting this way? So it's not just the anger. It's not just the emotion. There's always this question of why and how could they change? How could I help them? What could I say to them that would change that situation? And for us INFJs, it's important to recognize that these kind of thoughts are okay from time to time. It's like totally fine. It's also a way of practicing our skills of understanding others, but to also understand that it might be a deflection from what's going on within us. Why does it seem easier to focus on somebody else's problems and neglect what we have going on? And even if you think, well, they have so much bigger problems than me, trust me, it's always a matter of perspective, first off. Second of all, you can't make people change. If they want to experience something and you've told them what you think they could do and they're not doing it, then it's on them. And to really get to a place where you stop thinking about why are they doing what they're doing, and that this is probably just a deflection from what I should be focusing on, which is improving my life, creating my INFJ epic life, focusing on making certain steps happen, analyzing what the next steps on my journey could be. So even if we think about others and analyzing others very often in our free time, just take the time to reevaluate why we're doing this. And even if it's an easy go-to, like our mind just wanders off to that, just take it back to the things that matter. That's what meditation is for, believe it or not. It's a meditation practice. Your mind wanders off to some kind of problem, some things that are going on. And the practice in meditation is to remember to put your thoughts again to where you want them to be. And the more you practice this, even during the day, the more often you're going to apply all of that knowledge of what's really going on behind the facade towards problems and challenges that you might be having that you can fix instead of overly focusing on what's going on in somebody else's mind. The third thing that INFJs love to do in their free time is analyze our own thoughts and feelings. So if we, for example, get sad about something, we're probably going to question why we're getting sad. We're going to question why are we getting angry? Why am I getting upset and triggered by a certain situation? I cannot just let it be. And very often this approach leads to INFJs not really feeling their emotions because it feels like I have to explain to myself why I'm feeling that. So it's okay for others to be angry. It's okay for others to be selfish because that's part of experiencing their emotions. But it's not right for me because if I analyze myself, I understand that there's an underlying reason for that. And so why should I get angry? In the end, it's just a projection of what I should be doing to begin with, and I take responsibility for my actions. So in contrast to the last point, where we project our feelings that we internally have going on onto others and what's going on in their life, like we overanalyze their life, we get angry over their situation, we, on the other hand, like completely neglect the emotions that are going on when it comes to our own life, right? We take it a step further. It seems like it would be too easy and too superficial to just experience what we want in that moment. Oh, I want to feel joy buying this one thing. Well, but I know that buying things doesn't really make me happy. And so there's always this internal dialogue. And what I found for INFJ works really well is to just allow your emotions more. That's it. If you feel joy because you buy something, buy it then. If you feel anger, feel that anger, express that anger, and then you can talk yourself out of it or understand why you're going through it. But if we don't allow ourselves to just express that first emotion that we have, to just let it out, we're always going to keep stuff bottled in. So if there's one thing you can take from this, then definitely is feel your emotions, like let it out. Stop projecting onto others, focus on your emotions, allow yourself to not analyze them to depth, and then, you know, go about your day, take on the next thing, and create more joyful emotions for yourself. The fourth thing INFJs do is create emotional experiences for ourselves. So this isn't just about analyzing what we're doing and what others are doing, but actively making ourselves feel something. That's what's going on when you daydream. That's what's going on when you listen to music. And very often we want to feel something because it makes us feel alive. We can listen to a song and get so into that situation, feel so engulfed in all of that experience. And we do that not because of the beautiful words in that song, not because of the melody, but because of how we interpret it all. The way I see a song, the way I listen to a song, the way I experience a song is going to be different than any other person. And if you as an INFJ feel like those great emotions all the time, it's not because of all of those things that you confront yourself with, but it's you who's making those emotions happen. You chose that song, you chose that movie, and you chose how to interpret it, what emotions you created for yourself. And so if we as INFJs understand it about ourselves, we can actively recreate those emotions. And of course, we do this in our free time and our alone time the best, because there's no external stimulation. There's no external energy that's coming towards us. Everything that we feel happens because we have created that emotion. It's independent of anything else. And so if you use this for your free time, and it's beautiful, it's beautifully sad, it's beautifully exciting, it's beautifully alive, then use it as an inspiration to create more of that in your life. That's what we do in bootcamp as well, because on the one hand, daydreaming is such a great thing and allowing ourselves to feel those emotions. But if our real life doesn't catch up, if our life stays uncomfortable, then we will always want to escape from that. And escaping for our true life just never leads to anything happy. You cannot go over things and create positive emotions out of pure joy if there's always this underlying thing of, my life sucks, I don't like my life, everything is boring, there's no meaning in my life. The more you create this incredible experience with everything that you have in the real world, your true life, the easier all of those aspects in your free time will become. The lighter they will become, the more carefree, and there's going to be way more possibilities for everything you can experience. And the fifth thing that INFJs do when they're alone is recharge. It should be obvious, but for a lot of people, this is not something they are aware of. Everybody needs to recharge, but the way an INFJ needs to recharge is on a different level. We really need our alone time to fuel up our tanks, to feel everything that we are, to become ourselves again. Because every single time we meet another person, there's energetic exchange. There's something that is pulling at you because you cannot be yourself, because it's difficult for us to be ourselves when there are too many people around us. So the best advice I can give you after having worked with so many INFJs throughout the last 10 years is allow yourself to find out how much of alone time you actually need. Most of the time, we need more than we're allowing ourselves, because in the back of our mind, there's always this notion of, I should connect with people. There's something wrong with me. I don't want to be a hermit. This isn't healthy for me. But only you can find that balance and find out how much connection you want with others, how much connection you need with others, in what way. So there's one thing of meeting a person, you know, face to face. It's another one chatting with people online. This, again, gives us emotions as well, but it still protects us at the same time. There's no right or wrong here. The point is to allow yourself to figure out what the right amount of social interactions is for you and how much time you need and you want to recharge and be your best. Remember, if you want to connect with other INFJs who are definitely not going to feel you drained, but who are going to make you feel energized, who allow you to be everything that you are and encourage every single one of us to tap more into who we truly are and living out the life that makes us feel alive every single day, then join our amazing INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp community. I love the energy that we've created in that space, and it gives so much space and community and joy to everybody in it. So I'm really looking forward to connecting with so many great INFJs like you in this bootcamp round. Everything you need to know, you can find in the link in the description. Join the waiting list if you haven't already to get access to the early bird prize. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.